Hello, good evening. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. We begin tonight by paying tribute to our host, Mr. Jake Weinman, for the preparation, for his devotion, for his tireless efforts on behalf of shareenjoyment.com. We also want to thank Mitch Green for his incredible assistance in everything technical for shareenjoyment.com. It is a truly wonderful experience, and we're all indebted very, very much to them. We begin by dedicating tonight's shiur L'zecher Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We thank the sponsor, and we wish this neshama should have an aliyah and a lichtiger Gan Eden. We begin this night learning Parshas B'haloyscha. B'haloyscha, it's very interesting that it begins with the parasha of the lighting of the menorahs. Pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar, daber el Aaron v'yamartu elav, behaloischa es haneros, el mul pnei hamenorah yiru shivas haneros." Aaron is commanded here to kindle the menorahs of the menorah. Now, Rashi tells us that Pasuk says that you should light the seven the neiros. Mul pnei hamenorah refers to the center neir. Ba'aloischa es haneros, which neiros should you light? The six neiros, and you shall guide the six neiros to the center neir. El mul pnei hamenorah, opposite the center neir, you shall kindle the shivas haneros. That's what Rashi says. Rashi over here says, "Bahaloscha saneros al shem halad she oile kosa bahad lo kosa lashon aliyah she tzorch lahalik ad she haya shall have this oile meoleha." As the flame of each of the seven neiros shall go up, el mul pnei hamenorah, el mul neir hoemtzoi she einoi bekonim, opposite the mul hoemtzoi, the center shaft, which is not Bekonim, it's not the seven branches, it's not the six branches of the menorah. Rather, Rashi describes it as being in the center of the menorah. Let me see again the Rashi. Shisha Almul Yerusha Shiva Saneros, Shisha Sha'al Sheshes HaKonim, six branches, which are in the six Konim, Shloisha HaMizrachim, the three east ones. Poinim they turn l'mul hoemtzoi ha'pasila shabohen v'chein shloisha ha'maravim, the three on the west shall be tilted, roshei ha'pasilos l'mul hoemtzoi shall be tilted towards the center. V'lama kedei shelo yomru l'oiru hu tzarech, that there is a need for light. So let's explain. Rashi learned it's a little bit more complicated. Rashi explains it, but Rashi is saying that towards the middle shaft, there are seven branches of the menorah. The outer six are tilted towards the center. Why are they tilted towards the center? To demonstrate that the lighting of the menorah is not to give or light to the Mishkan, because if the purpose of the menorah was to provide illumination, then you would want the seven branches to spread out, or at least to be lit, each one in their own right, in order to give proper illumination of the menorah to the entire Mishkan. In fact, the Mishkan was dark. The Mishkan had no windows, and seemingly it's a miracle that they were able to see inside. I mean, the menorah provided illumination, and the illumination was only during the night. They did not light the menorah during the day, not at least according to the Rambam. The Rambam learns that they lit the menorah during the day as well, but according to most of the Mefarshim, they lit the menorah only at night. So it seems the main purpose of lighting the menorah was to provide illumination. But the fact that the menorahs were lit towards the center, they were tilted towards the center, demonstrated that the lighting of the menorah was not to give illumination for the menorah, but rather It's to show that the Shechina is resting here on the menorah. Now, the difficulty with this pshat is, why then does the pasuk say Yoiru Shivas Haneros? The pasuk should say Yoiru Sheshes Haneros. Since the six candles were lit to provide, were lit to, they were directing their light towards the center shaft. They were not providing illumination for the menorah, the entire menorah. So the pasuk should really say Yoiru Sheshes Haneros. The six neros are lit towards the center. Why then does the pasuk make mention that seven neros, the seventh ner, was not the lit to give to itself? So the Rashbam comes to him and he explains that all seven neros were lit towards the opposite side of the Mishkan, meaning they were lit towards the north side of the Mishkan. The seven neros of the menorah were casting their light towards the Tzofen. Now, why is that? In other words, what is the purpose of the seven neros shining their light towards the north side? So the Rashbam explains the reason why they are casting their light towards the north side is because that's where the Shulchan is. They're spreading their light to illuminate the Shulchan. That's what the pasuk means. El mul penei ha-menorah, opposite the side of the menorah, which is on the north side, yoiru shivas haneros, the seven branches of the menorah shall cast their light. In other words, according to the Rashbam, the menorah was casting its light on the Shulchan. And we can understand the reason why he was doing this was he was demonstrating the Shulchan represents Parnasa. It represents our toil in earning a livelihood, in providing lechem. And the menorah, by being lit facing towards the Shulchan, we are demonstration that the menorah, everything that we do to earn a parnasa, livelihood, has to be done l'shem shamayim. Parnasa is not something which is outside of the Beis Medrash. The way we earn parnasa has to be done according to the Torah, according to Yirah Shamayim. And the lighting of the menorah, shedding its light on the bread, which is opposite the menorah, is teaching us that every element in earning a parnasa, providing lechem, holy bread, on the holy shulchan, has to be done 100% l'shem shamayim. Therefore, all seven eros were needed. All seven eros were casting their light towards the shulchan. We should be zoiche that we spread our light and we cast our light towards the menorah, seven eros of the menorah. And we should be zoiche that there should be an intermingling of the shivas neros as it spreads its light on the menorah, on the shulchan. And we should be zoiche that this light should spread and should enlighten our bring kedusha into the parnasa that we earn. And we should be zoiche to the geula b'mehera v'yameinu, amen. Thank you very much.